this is. This is a last resort. A Wynonna Earp oral not fic from Rita Jenkins.
And formerly DF.
The story is rated PG-13 for mild violence. With additional tags for Wynonna Doc, Wynonna Dolls, pre-OT3, family, sisterhood, sororities, college AU, canon divergent, pre-canon divergent, Wynonna has a better shot at the justice system. College, car washes, sorority shenanigans, history professor Doc Holliday.
Wynonna learns how to people.
Yes.
Dolls learns how to people. Doc learns how to people. Everybody learns how to people.
Communication is important for relationships.
Also, therapy is helpful sometimes. Say that bit again. Would I, in fact, not even all that shamefully, read a fic where Wynonna, based on the text from last night, my history professor slid into my DMs. Granted, I did give him fuck me eyes during a lecture a few times. Would I, in fact, read the fic where Wynonna is in the class of hot history professor Doc Holliday? Yes. Yes, I would.
Because she did have that line about how juvenile record is supposed to be sealed. So what if, as part of her rehabilitation getting out of juvie, she's on a scholarship?
Okay.
Like,
I'm listening.
She's got, like, there's some sort of contingent that you have to, it's one of those, like, we're making an example in small town, whatever, and if you don't do the, so we have a chance to do a little bit, wacky, just judging, you know? Uh-huh. Like how in Stick It, she has to go to gymnastics camp instead of doing time,
yeah.
So, like, Wynonna has to go to college, and she's like, how the fuck do I act around normal people? And it's just the most ridiculous, because she's been repressing this whole, like, you can't say the demons are real, uh-huh. You can't talk about revenants, and then she shows up in this class where the professor is literally teaching about the history of the revenants.
Oh, no! Ah! Yes!
So, like,
He's just talking about, like, Wyatt Earp and demons and stuff. And she is sitting in this class going, oh my god, I am going out of my mind!
And then you also have a little bit of B-plot, which is Wynonna Earp just wants a goddamn latte from the Tim Hortons in the student common.
Oh, you're working that in.
We are working in the Wynonna Earp wants the goddamn latte. And every time she goes for coffee, professor is there.
Oh,
so that derails
okay.
it a little bit. And
okay.
that gives me a little bit of a fun right there. And put my two loves of, you know, hot professor and coffee. Well, it would be like three loves would be hot professor, serial killer, and coffee. But, you know, uh-huh. we're not going to make that the AU. That's a slightly different AU. But Wynonna, like, she has to maintain a certain grade point average or something. She has to maintain a certain standing in her classes as part of the, you know, for 2 years until she hits 21 mm-hmm. or something. So it's just after she's no longer a minor, but she's not, like, old enough to drink yet. So
okay.
they have her on not quite probation, but, like, enough to...
Well, it's Canada. Isn't she allowed to drink at, like... I don't remember.
Oh,
what
that's
the
right. We're still in Canada. We're not in the part of the triangle that's in.
That's it. We're not in Montana. We're not in the tiny sliver. I mean, we could be in the tiny sliver of Montana if you wanted to.
She's Canadian. That's true. But, like, so it's sort of this weird state of, like, she's an adult in the eyes of the court, but they have her on, like, almost academic probation so that she can get back in touch with Waverly, maybe?
Oh, okay.
She has to set a good example, and then they're, like, it's like one of those, we're a very small town with a very small jurisdiction, and we're allowed to set weird, personalized punishments.
Okay.
Hand wave. Like, in Stick It. You have to go to gymnastics camp. instead of going to juvenile detention shelter. So, it's a little bit Winona figuring out her balance between repressing the shit out of everything, mm-hmm. and also, now I have this freedom to be myself.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, everyone's always, oh, college is a new experience where you find who you are.
College is also a fresh start. No one at college knows that,
she's the, yes.
Like, nobody at college is looking at her and thinking all this shit that everybody in her small town is looking at
nobody,
her.
Nobody, the first thing they think is Winona killed her daddy.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody, mm-hmm. the first thing they think is, Winona and what's-her-name's boyfriend on prom night, you know? Mm-hmm. If people are gonna think, oh, Winona, you know, is a slut or whatever, that'll be because she is going out of her way to make that reputation, mm-hmm. you know? It's a fresh start. It's not built into it.
Exactly.
And then, like, it's not stuff she necessarily would have cared a lot about at first. Like, mm-hmm. you know, math 101. Like, mm-hmm. she's sort of, I'm over this. But at the same time, having the freedom to figure out who Winona is without the weight of the Earp legacy and also the weight of the Earp yes. family within Purgatory.
Oh my gosh, this is a lot, emotionally.
So, what if some reason or another while in juvie, Winona manages to AP out of the freshman intro, and that's how she ends up in Doc's class? Because she's already got her freshman intros out of the way, and she can start taking the specialized historical stuff. And she takes it originally because she thinks it's going to be a laugh. She thinks she's going to sit in the back of the classroom and be like, I know what's real and you're wrong, in her head the entire time.
Also, she makes incredibly terrible self-destructive decisions.
Yes.
So this really is yes. just like another one of those.
And
yeah.
then it
seems entirely in character.
And then it turns out that hot professor Doc Holliday is teaching this class, and he's teaching it with seriousness. He prefaces it by saying that these are all local legends, but he teaches them with sincerity.
Yes.
So she's
He
not-
does occasionally make jokes, but, you know, they're like, they're not like jokes about, like, oh, foolish people who believe this or whatever, you know? It's just like the...
And it's not mean jokes like Wyatt Earp shouldn't have fucked a prostitute, and that's why you exist.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's his name in the beginning of the thing?
Yes.
The one who turned out to be a demon and got his tongue ripped out.
Yes.
They're like, Wyatt Earp wanted to be a farmer. Can you imagine if we'd had that story instead, you mm-hmm. know? And she's not sure if she should say anything, because she's finally gotten into the habit of deny, deny, deny. Of course uh-huh. Daddy didn't shoot the revenants. Of course it wasn't demons coming through the window that took Willa.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it was just PCP,
mm-hmm.
you know? So... You got that give and take, that push-pull right there, where Winona's, like, balancing who she was with, no, I'm making a fresh start. I'm going to be the opposite of that Winona.
Yes. Oh,
she
man.
She probably rushes a sorority.
Oh, my God.
Because she is going the opposite direction, and she is distancing herself
Okay, but
from-
she would hate that, though. Like, she would go to, like, one of those rush parties and at least, okay... Look, no disrespect to sororities or whatever. I've known some lovely people who have been in sororities. I'm just saying, if we're talking like a stereotypical
Greek fusion,
yeah,
Canadian
like,
Greek.
it would be a whole room full of Chrissies.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, did you?
Well, I feel like Winona would be looking for, like, look, I can't talk to Waverly right now because every time I do it brings something back.
So she's trying to learn how to fit in
yes.
in the whole room full of Chrissies?
Yes. She's trying to learn
Fair
how
enough.
To be normal for Waverly. So Aww. That when they have family weekend, she can show Waverly and also Gus and, what's Gus's husband's name? The dead one.
I don't remember.
Gus and Gus's husband, that she is putting in normal.
Oh, and there they would be so happy to come visit her at college and see all these nice girls that she's made friends with, who wear the nice outfits and do their hair well and wear nice makeup,
yes.
have nice boyfriends.
Yes. And then why
And she hasn't slept with any of their boyfriends.
and Waverly would be so excited because her sister's going to college. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even, like, what, 13-year-old Waverly was just as much of a, like, academic decathlon.
Tiny passionate nerd, yes.
Tiny mathlete, tiny, like, debate club kind of kind of person. So she'd be so excited that her sister is going to college. And Winona would be like, yes, this is definitely me trying and not at all failing.
Right. Like, yay, look how happy I am. And not about, like, how much I hate X thing, which I'm trying to pretend isn't happening or whatever. You know, like, how the cracks definitely aren't showing at all here.
Right.
Nope.
Right. Although she probably does join, like, some kind of martial arts club.
Yes, something that lets her beat up people.
Yes.
Or, like, boxing or something.
No, she goes for a cardio kickboxing class at the student union gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then after cardio kickboxing is MMA class. And then she goes to cardio kickboxing with sorority girls. And then she stays for MMA grappling and takedowns.
Yes!
And then, like, slowly finds a family of people who also like
beating
on each other.
Leaves a lot of people with, broken noses.
It's a good way to get her aggression out. And then she has...
Okay, wait. If theoretically we wanted to work dolls into this, and you're talking about family that she meets at her MMA class, what if... So obviously we don't, at this point, just past season one, we don't know what the fuck is up with dolls and the lizard stuff, but what if... Dolls has been sent to, like, college, too.
He's a foreign exchange student.
And they're trying to make sure that he can, like, fit in and, you know, with like, the lizard stuff and everything.
He's a foreign exchange student, though, because he's American.
But is he working with Black Badge yet or not?
I
was wondering if Black Badge had already had their hooks in him. Oh. They send him off to college to, you know...
Can you do undercover and pass as normal?
Exactly.
And what is more stress test than...
Living around a bunch of horny college kids all at once?
Yes. Oh, I like that. Are they, like, study buddies?
I was just imagining them meeting in this MMA class.
Okay.
And, like, he, like, trounces her the first few times, and then eventually, you know, she starts to hold her own.
Yes. Because he's enhanced at this point still. He's still got whatever it is that's, you know, making him lizard eyes. Winona doesn't have air super reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the day that she does take him down, like, it is a well-deserved victory dance. It's a well-deserved victory dance. But, like, I just really like this idea of Winona trying to figure out... So, she's going from... casual class-related conversation to let's talk a little more in-depth about the ERPs to suddenly I'm Twitter friends with my professor and
yes.
we're talking about random stuff and like we ran into each other at the Tim Hortons in the student union. I want that goddamn latte. And then... the end of the semester, she's handed in her paper. He is no longer... Well, he's still technically her professor for another 3 days because the semester isn't officially over yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentions that she's going... Yeah, she's going home to purgatory because she's allowed to see Waverly now. Because... Well, no, hang on. I feel like there's something in there about, like, there's got to be something about, like, once the grades come in that, like...
Okay.
Like,
it's based on, like, she has to do well enough to,
Right. Like, now you're a positive influence.
Right.
And then he slides into her DMs.
I like this.
And then over winter vacation, she ends up, like, chatting with him in, like, a significantly more casual and, like, it's a lot easier to ignore the differential between professor and student when you're talking to someone whose handle is the real Doc Holliday. You know? He just sounds like a Wyatt Earp groupie all of a sudden. He sounds like any one of the ridiculous booze, like, guys who show up at Shorty's for booze and, like, right. cowboy Friday nights. So it's a lot easier to just talk to this guy. And then winter break is over. She is on, like...
But also, like, presumably she has been, like, low-key, like, hitting on him every time she went to office hours that semester.
Winona, what's better than dynamite? Boobs. Erp. Is absolutely going to be, like... She's not going to be like, this is my lucky scrunchie. I passed my class because I was wearing my lucky scrunchie. You passed your class
because you gave Professor Montoya a lap dance after the final.
Luckily. Yeah. She's not quite there, but she's absolutely, like, pushing the line a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to forget that line is there over winter break when, like, what starts as chatting ends as sexting. And, like, maybe it's not, like, she knows enough not to put her face in the photos. Mm-hmm. But, like... There's a little bit of that going back and forth.
But he knows it's her, right? Or does he not know it's her?
Again, W. Earp. If she has to hand in anything online, if he bothers
to... No, but I meant, like, in her DMs when he's sliding in. Does he know that it's her, or does he just think that it's someone on, like, Twitter? He knows it's her, right? That's where you were...
Oh, yeah, he knows it's her.
But also, here's my question. Would she have gone to college under a fake name to prevent her classmates from being able to Google her and be like, Winona Earp killed father, you know, whatever purgatory local. Not necessarily. I just throw it in there as an option.
Because,
like,
people are dicks.
Because people are dicks. Like, to prevent her, to allow her to get a properly fresh start, if that is the point of this hand-wavy punishment. Letting her kind of... change. Is it Winchester?
Oh my god. It is now.
I couldn't resist.
It is now.
Is it Summers?
No, this is a universe where Supernatural is a TV show you can watch.
Fair. Good.
Supernatural is on, what, season 7 at this point? In this universe, they have watch parties. It drives Winona up the wall. Her sorority are drooling over Sam and Dean. And she's like, that is not proper gun maintenance. And they're all like, what? And she's like, hit country. And they're all like, yes, okay. Winona comes from the backwoods where we stab things. So, like, she passes off a lot of stuff like that. Like, the things that she's not quite able to repress as being from... a town so small it doesn't have a census. Mm-hmm. You know? So she fashions off some of her rough edges like that. But her sorority definitely has Supernatural watch parties every week. And it drives her nuts. So she's, yeah, I'm Winona Winchester. Yeah, this show has been making my life hell for years.
Oh, man, I love it.
So Doc Holliday, hot professor, is chatting with Winona Winchester, who has been flirting with him at office hours, at all hours of the day. And then it gets to be, like, you know, it's real easy to take that extra step when you're texting, but then winter break is over, and she has to go back to campus.
But she's no longer in his class, right?
Right, which means...
Unless she's really a, like, masochist, which, like...
She's no longer in his class, which means when she actively seeks him out... It is a declaration of feelings.
Oh my god, it is. Or at least a declaration of wanting to bone. But, yes, because she doesn't have the excuse of, like, well, I'm not in your class anymore.
Yes.
When I show up to office hours, I technically shouldn't be. It's just because I want to, like, hit on you and laugh about American history.
Yes. And, of course, that's when Doc has, like, the weird crisis of conscience. Because now that she's no longer his student, he's like, shit, I am getting emotionally attached.
Yes! This does not fit into my long-term plans of killing the Stone Witch and then dying, possibly.
Oh. And then it's just, like... Is it just fake names on both sides until she leaves school?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I bet it is.
But, like...
Like, he knows that something shitty happened to her, but, like, you know, she doesn't talk about it.
Right. Maybe every so often she'll drop something about, like, foster care or, mm-hmm. like, juvie, but she won't say anything about why she got there.
Yeah.
I'm also imagining that at some point in, like, very early or very late in the year, like, either very beginning of fall semester or very end of spring semester, her sorority has a car wash for fundraising.
Oh, my God.
And Doc deliberately gets his car dirty.
Oh, my God.
It's like... It's very Bring It On.
Oh, man.
It's very Bring It On.
Now that the more I think about it, the more kind of fond I get of the idea of Winona, like, growing reluctantly fond of, like, these sorority girls who, like, she didn't think she would like them. But, right. like, she spent, like, a few years with them now, and she's, like, invested.
Yes.
Like,
she initially rushed it for cover. She's the one who...
Yeah.
She rushed it for cover to be like, look at me being normal. And now she cares.
Yeah, and now she's the one in their sorority house will be like, dump him, you deserve better.
Yes.
Just like, she has no patience for the shithead dudes that they date sometimes.
Yes. Just like, Winona Winchester having all of these... This is the stereotypical college experience, and basically approaching it like a checklist. I have to be able to tell Waverly that I did this thing,
yes.
and that thing. And then, like, she slowly comes to actually enjoy the things that she's doing.
Yes!
And then, does she go to the Student Resource Center and find, like, a counselor?
What if part of the condition for her going to school instead of juvie or wherever, or jailer or whatnot, is that she has to be seeing, like, a school-approved, like, counselor throughout the entire time that she's
yes.
there.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's
yes.
just like, well, we can give this to you, but we're gonna need, you know, thorough, like, records from your academic advisors that you're, like, you know, doing well with your grades and everything, and also we're going to need you to go to do therapy.
Yes! And she starts to work through her trauma.
Hang on. It's hard, because, like, she has to lie about certain stuff.
Yeah. But, like, maybe they think she's talking metaphorically instead of talking crazy pants.
Yes!
Because these people don't know the Earp family reputation.
Okay, wait, no, it's like Linda. It's like Linda and Lucifer. Like, okay, this is clearly a helpful kind of, like, coping metaphor for you. So, yeah, let's just go with this in our sessions. Like,
yes! And she actually starts to make progress a little bit because... There isn't that inbuilt baggage of everybody in town already knows everything my family's done for the last 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There isn't that Earp family lives on a, you know, outside of town homestead with, you know, guns and rocks. There
mm-hmm.
isn't that baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So when she says, my family's demons killed my sister,
mm-hmm.
the counselor thinks she's talking about, like, alcoholism.
Yeah. And the counselor also hears her talking about how, like, her dad was always training Willa to shoot, you know, guns and always be prepared and be ready to take on the legacy. And the counselor is appropriately like,
this is not a
wow, hobby. This was the least healthy, like, you know, parent, like, you know, growing up relationship. Like, this is a fairly toxic, dysfunctional family, and, like, starts helping
yes!
Winona work through that.
Yes!
And, like, Winona doesn't realize that she's, like, kind of...
been holding on to this and internalizing it
yeah.
in a way that's super unhelpful. Also, Winona develops a very, very fondness for, like, soft serve on waffles.
Dining hall food!
Yes! Oh my God, Winona Earp can just polish off, like, just, Winona Earp goes to the dining hall and just fucking destroys.
Winona
like,
Earp
she comes out, she's got
her money's worth.
She's got, like,
hall.
A plate full of, like,
5 waffles, soft serve, cereal, you know, like, just, like, a chocolate sauce, like, you know, everything that she can pile on top, and she just goes for it.
Ice cream waffle taco?
Yes!
She invents ice cream waffle taco night for her sorority.
Oh my god, yes.
And then family weekend happens, and she makes an ice cream waffle taco for Waverly. And then it's like, sisterly bonding! Wherein you fill a waffle with ice cream and fold it up on the sides, and possibly you put some, like, fruity pebbles on top for flavoring. A ice cream waffle taco.
Or, like, you know, you get raspberry sauce, and that's your fruit content for the day.
Winona having to figure out that she needs something green at every meal, otherwise yes! she will get scurvy.
Yes! I was just thinking that! Winona Earp has to learn about vegetables.
It comes up because of a mention in one of Doc Holliday's lectures about scurvy and tuberculosis. And, like, fucking dysentery. You have died of dysentery! And then it gets a little bit hard because, like, something sorority event, Winona is the person that everyone tries to drink under the table.
And everybody fails to drink under the table?
Yes. But then, like, when she mentions it to her counselor, it's like, maybe that's not a great thing at 19. So, like, they talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk a little bit about where does the, like, this is for fun, and this is for coping.
For getting all of my problems.
Yes. And, like, Winona maybe doesn't fall into quite so destructive a habit because she has a counselor support, and she has an athletic outlet with dolls,
mm-hmm.
and she has a house full of girls who are all, like, just as much as she's saying dump him to, like, mm-hmm. girls making stupid choices, she's got, like, her, what is it, her big sister? What's the, bigs and littles?
I guess so.
There's somebody there that when she joined the sorority was her big,
mm-hmm.
and is like, now, hey, you want to think about that for a sec, you're about to make a bad decision. And it's like, maybe calling Winona on it makes her make worse decisions, but at uh-huh. least she's thinking about it
uh-huh.
and not just reflex, this is what my daddy did.
Uh-huh.
So maybe she also makes bad decisions, but, like, there's a thought process there.
Wait, also, though, okay, so, like, there's always going to be the times when, like, she gets mad, you know, she's frustrated that, like, she has to be there. She's frustrated that, like, you know, all this shit happened. She's got Winona's got a lot of reasons to be angry. But, like, right. she seems like the sort of person who,
she,
like,
wouldn't have chosen this.
When she's in a position, like, there are times when, as you said, she's going to get pissed off. She's going to snap. She's going to be nasty. She's going to kind of, like, go away. But because she's in this position where she does have to, for X reasons, like, she's at the sorority for a purpose. Like, you know, if she were there just because she wanted to be, then, like, maybe it would be like, well, I'm being nasty and I'm going to go away forever and never talk to you again. But she's got to stay in good with these girls, which means that she has to learn things like apologizing.
She ends up doing something ridiculous, like, out of Not Another Teen Movie.
She, like, she has to, like, figure out how to, like, go back and be like, I am sorry that I hurt you, and I will try to do better. And actually try and do better! Because, like, they're forgiving, but they're not gonna, like, you know, let her just, you know...
What is it? Sacrifice yourself on the altar of dignity and even the score.
Yes!
She goes, like, over the top at her first, like, attempt at apology, and then... It just...
And they have to be like, Winona, this is so... But you didn't have to. You could have just started with, I'm sorry.
Yes! And she has
Winona
to, like, learn
how to be... Oh, how to do friends.
Goes to college and learns to people and also ends up having raunchy digital sex with her no longer a professor. I want her to have nice things. And I want her to work.
Well, if you want her to have nice things, she can also have sex with dolls. They have post-workout hookups.
They do.
And then she's got hot professor hookups. And it takes her a while to realize that she's, like, not just, like, no strings attached with either of them. She's got, like, weird, complicated feelings going on. And this is complicated and terrible. And she has to have... She's spent so many years, like, looking at her sorority sisters having this, like, you know, all these, like, over-the-top romantic dramas and being like, that'll never be me. And now she is the one who has to be like, fuck, I might need some advice on this.
Yes.
Talks to her sorority sisters, talks to her therapist, reluctantly, but she does.
Yes. And then somebody says that she should get them... Somebody makes the... I don't know if it's helpful point that she should get them both in the same room and see how she... Because, like, she's not sure if she should pick who she's supposed to, like...
Uh-huh.
You know, because she's thinking very binary.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's like, well, be in the same room as both of them and then see which one you're just, like, drawn to.
Uh-huh.
And then it just ends up being, like, her laughing hysterically, like, internally and, like, stone face on the outside... of their dynamic with each other. It's just like, they're both needling each other. And she's like, I didn't realize you could do that at the trailers for, like, Avengers 1. The trailers are for, like, the B-movie. I didn't realize you could get into, like, locking horns and macho off over the size of your popcorn. And she's just having just as much fun watching them interact as she is... interacting with either one of them.
Yes.
So, I feel like what happens in this universe is she dates both.
Dolls is probably like a grad student, I think.
I'm cool maybe. With that. Maybe he's leading the, he's one of the advisors for MMA Club.
Okay.
He may not be a, like, student who's going for extracurricular points.
Mm-hmm.
He is instructor type.
Okay.
So, when she does manage to take him down, it's like actually... It's a big deal for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in this universe, she ends up dating both of them, and they're both aware that she's dating both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very upfront about it, and then maybe they're not dating each other yet, but, like, they have to be aware of each other and, like, cordial with each other.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually we get to a place.
Eventually they're gonna all bone.
But, like,
yeah.
Right now, it's, like... I'm out with Doc, and maybe I mentioned something about, you know, dolls can do this thing, and then he tries to one-up dolls because he's there, and she gets, like, you know, super bendy sex, and then she's with dolls, and she mentions, oh, yeah, well, Doc has feelings about blah, 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 and then she gets, like, super intellectually stimulating dolls, and they're both trying to one-up each other, even though they're not there, even though they're, like, not having, they don't have an issue with her dating both of them, but, like, they also...
They're just kind of competitive, like...
Yes. And then whoever sorority sister was like, oh, I thought you were going to pick one. Not this, but this is working for you. So good job, girl. Good job.
Get that D, girl.
So then Dolls slides into her DMs, too. So she just has, like, a group message of boobs and dicks.
Oh, man.
And yet it works for them. So, like, that's great. So eventually... She only was required to go for 2 years.
Okay.
Because at that point, the court's like, this is no longer mandatory. You have fulfilled your ability to be a, you know, productive citizen, positive influence,
maybe it's
whatever.
Like, if she were to go to jail or something, it would have been for X time, so you have
right.
to go to college for X time.
Okay, I like that. And then she decides that she's going to stick with it.
Yes.
She's not going to drop out just because it's no longer required.
That would just be proving all of those assholes from her high school right.
Right, because Winona is primarily motivated by...
Spite.
Spite and whiskey.
Yes.
But in this universe, just spite. So, there's, like, a small, like, stressful plot moment because funding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her state-sponsored tuition is a certain amount of money, but it's not being, like... paid for by the Justice Department or something?
Bear in mind that going to public college in Canada is cheaper than going to public college in the U.S. or university. They don't call it college in Canada because they're, like, British people.
But, like, I feel like if we had a moment of tension there, it would be a good reason for her sorority to have another car wash. The Winona Earp Scholarship. They want to keep her, so they're helping her fundraise.
Oh no, I love it!
And then, like, Waverly, because at this point, Waverly's in high school, mm-hmm. right? She's a freshman? Either late freshman or early sophomore. So Waverly convinces all the members of, like, the Key Club and the football team and the homecoming committee to drive their cars up to the Winona Earp fundraising car event on the college campus.
This sounds like a bad combination. Like,
Winona is overwhelmed by the show of solidarity, and also she's not here for this pressure.
Yeah, but also, like, her happy college life
is now
and her shitty high school life. Okay,
Waverly's
well, if
trying.
We,
Waverly's trying.
Oh, no, Waverly is trying, and it's, like, the sweetest thought and, like, actually amazing that it even works. But, like, Winona is stressing out because, like,
these are people who knew the old me, and now they're going to meet people who know the new me, and someone's going to say something.
Yes. And, like, someone does say something, maybe. But it's okay, because Winona's sorority has closed ranks around her and is like, I'm sorry, are you insulting my sorority sister? Because I'm going to have to politely ask you to remove yourself.
Yes! Yes! It's someone like Chrissy.
Yes!
Although, no, Chrissy ended up being a good friend
yes.
to Waverly.
It's the other one who died.
Yeah. Yes. She tries to say something uber bitchy, mm-hmm. and then Winona's sorority sisters close ranks, and it's a beautiful moment.
And Winona later does have to be like I don't remember who is the maybe it's the girl who she Winona slept with her boyfriend or something, and Winona does like later have to or something like that. You know, the girl the engaged girl. You know. She mentions something about how, like, Winona's, like, a giant, you know, skank or whatever.
Yes.
And Winona later does, like, ashamedly tell her sorority sisters, like, well, I did sleep with
Megan,
several other girls' boyfriends in high school. And they're like, most of us have done that at one point or another, too. It sucks. You learn from it. You become a better person. You grow. You don't make the same mistakes over again.
Jesse did that last week.
And she feels really bad about it, don't you, Jesse?
Oh, and then Winona gets, like, moral support from her peers. Yes. So, like, when the forgiveness barber demon pops out of the mirror, she doesn't have that on her conscience. So, like, in the future, we have come to terms with our own moments. And, like, Waverly was trying so hard to be supportive, and then, like, Winona doesn't really know how to respond to that, so she, like, thinks she's gonna close off, but, like, Waverly doesn't let her, because Waverly's been working on fixing her relationship with her sister, too, so it's not like, you're only the little girl that I must protect and exclude mm-hmm. from my life, it's, we have a dialogue, and I'm making an effort to reach out to you and talk to you at least once a week, and mm-hmm. we have, like, conversations and, like, emotional connection that's not just me putting you in this
Winona
box.
Is working with her therapist on ways of connecting with Waverly and, like, you know, like, good ways. Like, it's not like, Winona does not set out in these, like, therapist appointments to be a healthy person. It's more that Winona accidentally trips into, like, growing as a person. Like,
yes.
But, like, she mentions something about her relationship with Waverly, and the therapist, like, eventually kind of, like, teases it out of her.
Yes. And because, like, it's a little bit, I have to protect her because there's no one left. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit tied up with, I couldn't save my older sister when mm-hmm. the gang on PCP.
And a little bit of, like, yeah, exactly. And a little bit of, like, you know, I'm just going to fuck her up by being around her. It's safer for her if I'm not.
Right. And it's, like, tied into Winona's own, like, self-loathing about, like, mm-hmm. will I rub off on her because everyone thinks that I'm not worth anything?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, her counselor points out, well, look at all the things you've accomplished. Mm-hmm. Look at all the ways that you've grown. Don't you want Waverly to also grow and accomplish things?
Mm-hmm.
If you keep putting her in this box of tiny baby who must stay, you know, the 12-year-old that she was when you left, mm-hmm. she's not going to grow as a person either, and you don't want that for her. You want the best for her. Mm-hmm. So, like, her therapist almost couches it in that you're doing it for her more than you're doing it for you.
Very so, smart.
So Winona is good for that. Oh, no. What? The rest of the Key Club and the Homecoming Club and the football team all go home, and Waverly stays with her sister, and she meets Doc.
And, like, she's been, like, so good. Okay. She's been, like, so good about referring to herself as, like, Waverly Winchester or stuff like that. But, like, she slips up and she, like, mentions that she's Waverly Earp. And Doc is like, you're what now? And then Doc has the realization that he's been sleeping with the descendant of Wyatt this whole time and never realized it.
So, of course, he pulls away. And Winona thinks it's something she did. And she thinks she was reaching for too much. She thinks it's when you start to trust people that they let them down. They let you down.
Too many things were going right in her life.
Yes. The other shoe is finally dropping. And she starts blaming herself again. Mm-hmm. And then because of that, she also pulls away from dolls. Because she thinks she can't have good things. So she doesn't, like, channel all her energy into her relationship with dolls. She retreats inward, and she pulls away from everything.
Is this leading to dolls going to yell at Doc?
And then they make out angrily in the office?
I mean, I'd be here for that.
Because you can't...
Or, like, dolls is, like, looking for Winona or something, and he, like, tries looking in Doc's office, and Doc is like, no, I haven't seen her in a few weeks
and
now.
And he's really... He's not subtle about, like, there was an issue. Mm-hmm. And Doc is thinking of it as being his own problem, you mm-hmm. know, that he can't say anything about, because how can you tell someone that you're 130 years old and that you used to bang their great-great-granddaddy?
Right.
And Dolls is thinking that it's more just, like, I wasn't expecting feelings. Mm-hmm. And Winona is thinking it's all her fault. Mm-hmm. Because you can't just make forward motion forever and ever and keep getting better. You always fall backwards a little right. bit. So, like, this is the part where we have to see if any of those positive patterns that her counselor's been thinking of and trying to teach her actually mm-hmm. help. And drama. Just, like, so much melodrama of the everybody is unhappy and nobody's talking to each other and they're all... blaming themselves, except for Dolls, who's blaming both of his, you know, he's blaming everybody else, because he didn't do shit.
He did not do shit.
He's been a good boyfriend, and he does not deserve this nonsense. So then there's, like, a meeting of the MMA club, and...
He brought his car to the Winona Earp Scholarship Fund, like...
Winona's been avoiding Dolls just as much as Doc. Mm-hmm. And then finally, he makes it so she can't avoid him, because... calls her up to the mat... And then...
Yes! Emotionally charged grappling scene!
Yes, she has to work it out. She has to wear her... Basically, she starts wailing on him. And he's like, I'm not going to actively punch back. I'm going to put up defense... Like, I'm going to do blocks and stuff like that and let you wear yourself out. Mm-hmm. Until you finally wear yourself out enough that we can talk about this. Mm-hmm. It's one of those, like, I can see that you're... You know, you're throwing, like, wild punches, but there's, like, tears behind that angry face kind of moment. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit awkward because they forget that the rest of the club is there. But, like, I don't know who the club leader is. Somebody else from Black Badge or something who's been, like, watching out for his lizardness. And, you know, the guy who gave him the drugs. Mm-hmm. Like, they sort of, hey, look at that! Look at this neat Blatz machine! Everybody, let's check out this guy! Have you tried the parallel bars? Let's all swing our legs around! While Winona and Dolls are, like, emotionally charged punching that turns to slapping that turns to crying on his chest! Why doesn't Dolls love me? Dolls is like, but I do. Fuck! Why was there a surprise reveal of love in the middle of my breakdown? You know? And then they have to talk about feelings and, like...
It's terrible. It's the worst. Winona is like, why did I cut back on drinking?
Yes! And then they have to talk about how she thinks it's one thing, but she didn't actually talk to Doc.
Mm-hmm.
So she hasn't actually gotten his perspective on why he left. And so all of her, like... internal blaming and all of that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawes is like, you didn't even ask. You jumped mm-hmm. to a conclusion. Now, we're going to fix this, and you're going to ask him, and if it's still not what you want, then you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But
Dawes kind of, like, weirdly got to like the system that he and Winona yes. and Doc had set up.
Yes.
Like, he would have thought that, like, he'd be like, that asshole, I'm well rid of him. But no! And
no,
not even because of the angry sex that they had in Doc's office. Like, no, he actually genuinely, like, it was working real well for all three of them.
And he, like, thrives on that needling and competition. Mm-hmm. Because it does make him try a little bit more than he would have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he points out, you know, you skipped a step in the conversation.
It's nice to have this thing that, like, can distract him so completely from, like, the black badge and the lizardness of it all.
And the lizardness of it all. Dawes never thought he would have this kind of drama in his life because of lizardness.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was going to be a soldier and be, you know, a weapon for as long as he mm-hmm. was doing good for the rest of the community or something, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to have this extra bit of bright in his day.
Mm-hmm.
And he points out to Winona that she had a whole conversation in her head and didn't actually talk to Doc in any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they show up 5 minutes before his office hour ends. And, like, he can't leave?
Yes!
He can't avoid
yes!
them?
Yes! Trapped!
So now Doc is, like, confronted, and okay, he is caught off guard because he wasn't expecting confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
He was also being, like, internal cycle of doubt and angst, and
mm-hmm.
am I only here because I was secretly seeing Wyatt this whole time? Has mm-hmm. everything I said been a lie? Did, you know, like, there's all this snuff.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, not snuff. That is a different story. There's this novel.
So, like, the two parts of his life that he thought were entirely separate are, like, converging. And it's weird.
And Doc doesn't know that Dawes is part of a paramilitary secret government organization full of lizard people.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc doesn't know that Winona Earp comes... Well, he does know that she's an Earp. But he doesn't know that she is the heir.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks she's just... an Earp from a line of Earps that had, you know, didn't love him enough to forgive him.
Yes.
And Winona doesn't know that...
And he can't tell her
right.
that he's, like, 150 years old and fucked her, like, great, 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 whatever. Because he thinks that she's gonna think that he's, like, you know, gone off the deep end.
Right. So he has to figure out how to say, I had, like, an emotional cock block of my own self without saying anything. And it almost works because he manages to stumble his way through, I wasn't expecting something with a student. He blames it on that rather mm-hmm. than what the real problem is.
And Winona was like, this has been happening for a while now, Doc,
it's
and
weird
you only
that it
just.
Took, yeah.
The penny only just dropped on that front.
And then he tries to say, oh, well, then I saw your sister. And Winona's like, you leave her out of this.
Yes!
And it's a good moment. So then he has to figure out, like, how does he fix this? Because he doesn't want to lose Winona.
Yes!
He doesn't want to lose that brightness in his, like, otherwise superficial and detached lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been very good about not making connections because then he'll have to eventually leave them behind.
Mm-hmm.
But she's an Earp, so if anyone would be okay about it, like,
mm-hmm.
either she's gonna think he's completely nuts, or she'll be just as driven by it as he is.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he makes some, like, sort of half-assed reconciliation, and Winona accepts it, but she's not, like, 100% back on board.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he has to make a grand gesture where he tells her.
Yes!
So...
Oh, man! Wait, there's some sort of conversation where all of their secrets come out. Like, he has to be like...
But they're talking at cross purposes, and it's like, you're a lesbian, not a unicorn.
Ah!
It's like that.
But yeah, as soon as, like, I mean, like, think about it. Just, like, all of them. Like, yes, I am 150 years old, and I slept with Wyatt Earp. Yeah, I shot my dad because demons dragged him and my sister out a window. Yeah, I'm not entirely human, and I'm a member of a super shady military organization. It's like, okay. The fucked up crew.
And I'm not sure how that happens. Does it happen?
I am not sure either. I just want it.
Because we're
in... And they're all just kind of like, oh, fucking course. Like, of all the normal people I could have slept with on campus.
Is it? Oh, no. Okay. Does the duck finds out from Waverly and shit goes down? That happens all during first semester.
Mm-hmm.
They do their tentative making up again right before winter break.
Okay.
So they have to figure out where they are, but none of them are in the same place because winter break is 3 weeks long and you're not on campus.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like Dolls, because he's a sensible one in this situation... He's like, slides back at the DMs. We'll take it back to where it was, uh-huh. Where it was super casual, and nobody was thinking, like, deep, heavy thoughts like the L word.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get to know each other again a little bit. Oh, that's what he's thinking, but he doesn't phrase it like that to Winona, because she'd, like, knee-jerk and just not answer anything on Twitter ever again.
Uh-huh.
Because Winona's hesitant to be like, it's not my fault, and it's not Dot's fault, and it's not Doll's fault. It was a miscommunication.
Okay, also, what if, yes to all of that, first of all, but also, what if they're on campus at some point and, like, some sort of demon or evil monster or something does sneak onto the campus? Doesn't necessarily have to be a revenant, because, like, maybe we're not within the Ghost River Triangle, maybe we're somewhere else,
okay.
I assume.
Because we know Doc can leave.
Right.
Other side of the city. The side of the city that's not...
Yeah, something like that. Like, you know, like, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a revenant.
But there's a reason there's a Black Badge outpost here.
Yeah, like, some sort of weird demon thing. And then they all find out about it, and then they all, like, separately, and they're all trying to track it.
It's spring semester. It's after they've had their... like, winter break of twittering at each other and taking it slow again and, like, emotionally distancing themselves a little bit and getting to know each other, blah, blah, blah. It's spring semester. They're supposed to be having dinner together. It's their first time back together in 3 weeks, and they're going to rehash a little bit about, does this work?
Oh, my God,
Winona's dreading having to have a conversation about feelings.
Uh-huh.
So when she finds out that there's something munching on the co-eds... She's
yes.
like, I will take a moment to pummel my feelings. And then Dolls is coming at it from, like, a, oh, shit, I have a dinner plan. I don't have time for Black Badge nonsense. I'm going to knock it out real fast so I'm not late and I don't stand Winona up.
Uh-huh.
And then Doc is, like, jumped. Doc is the co-head that gets... He's like, I'm 130 years old. I am not a freshman. He's disgruntled about this.
Because he smells, you know, well-aged, like fine wine.
Or, counterpoint, he smells particularly young and vital because of the immortality bit.
Oh, yes, either of those things.
He smells like bait is what he smells like.
Basically.
So that is where the three of them run into each other, and that's where it comes out.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, wait. Does Winona still think that she's crazy at this point for the demons thing?
I think Winona does not think she's crazy, but she's learned not to talk about it.
Okay.
Because if she says something about it, then people will make assumptions about her,
okay.
Right? And she's been really good about not talking about it while on campus.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, maybe because of her, like, she's been talking to her counselor and, you know, not all duties are your duty, not all responsibilities are your responsibility, has made her sort of face, what are my responsibilities?
Mm-hmm.
What do I owe the population at large?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I may be the ERP heir, but, like, also, I don't just want people to die for no reason. If mm-hmm. I know about it, I should do something to help because I can.
Okay.
You know? Not because I have a family obligation soaked in blood and mm-hmm. and our own hubris, but, like, because I know about it, I can't just leave it alone.
Okay.
So that's why she's, like, not because she's feeling altruistic, but, like, because she knows she'll feel bad if she doesn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
That does make sense.
And then that's where they run into each other, all three of them, and it's something like, I don't know, it's something from Buffy. It's some kind of Buffy demon. Voshnik was the only one I could think of. Because, cookies. It's some kind of demon. It looks obviously not human.
Yes.
More obviously not human than Dolls does. And Dolls does something with, like, a supercharged taser that he shouldn't have because
yes.
it's not street legal. And Doc does something with, like, he does, like, 1920s style fisticuffs. He stands like a boxer, like, ye olden days with the hands and everything. And he tries to punch it in the face.
I mean, he's got knives. Like, he's very good with the knife throwing.
He is.
So that's also an option. I assume they wouldn't let him have a gun on a college campus.
He probably has, like, a butterfly blade, which mm-hmm. are not also not legal. Butterfly knife.
But they're easier to hide than yeah. guns.
He's got, like, a butterfly knife and some switchblades in his boots, which is, like, not safe either. So it's like, we are all converging in a place, and we're running, and then there is, like, a, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? It's getting away! You know? Comedy
like
of errors.
Like that scene in Buffy with Buffy and Riley, except I'm not insulting anybody enough to call them Riley.
Ah, yes! Thank you. Thank you. And that's where it comes out. And instead of going to the fancy restaurant where they were going to have grown-up feelings, and Winona was like, that's okay, because I may never come here again, and I'm okay if I have terrible associations about it, because I can't afford to eat here anyway.
Yes!
They end up going for, like, pizza in the student union, all covered in dirt. And,
yes.
like...
It's, like, 2 a.m., and there are other people there, because of course there are other people there, because it's a college campus at
yes.
2 a.m. Everybody's just kind of like, all right.
And it's hilarious, like... because Winona is still... She has started to dress like her sorority sisters a little bit. She has, you know, a preference for leather pants, but, like, she's wearing more things out of Abercrombie than she is out of Hot Topic. You know?
I mean, she does have a penchant even in the show for, like, you know, tying up her shirts, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. But, like, the black lace number?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure they sell that shirt at Hot Topic, but the lace is supposed to go in the back.
Of course.
Like,
of
I may have had that shirt in high school. The lace goes in the back.
It seems very Winona. Yeah.
So, now that they've had this, like, big reveal, the cat is out of the bag, I guess I can't really hide it, because it was mice. They were smoking is not really an answer when you actually saw the giant green thing, like, drooling on you. They actually all have to come clean with each other, and it's super cathartic and, like, reassuring, too.
Aw, kids.
Which is great. And, like, I mean, Doc wins as far as weird
stories. You know
stories.
Demons are real? I know demons are real!
Doc wins as far as weird stories go. But
yes,
like,
but they've all got pretty good contenders.
Yes. And then things are working out, and it's ridiculous and amazing. And it's the end of summer semester, spring semester, and then, I don't know, happily ever after or something. I mean, she hasn't graduated yet, she's still got one more year. But, like, things are looking reasonable? They weathered, like, multiple storms. She's got two great boyfriends who are also working well together, like, as far as, like, needling each other and also, like, you know, ever so often making out with each other, and she gets to watch, and it's great. And she has, like, a house full of sisters who are supporting her in her drama, and also, like, she gets to yell at a little bit, and it feels good, and she has a counselor who's, like, invested in her mental health, and she has a relationship with her sister. Curtis. That was it. Gus and Curtis. Gus and Curtis are, like...
Wait, was Curtis not the bar guy?
Shorty is the bar guy. Curtis is the uncle who gets his head chopped off. They're like, she starts opening dialogue with Gus about her mom, because I think Gus is her mom's sister, right?
I don't know.
I've been headcanoning that so, Gus is her mom's sister, because she's not on Earth, but she's related. About, like, look, I understand that you couldn't take me in, but, like, your family, and I'd almost like us to figure out a way to be family together. And, like, things are going well. And she has her scholarship money. The only thing I can do is, like, imagine that everything goes downhill from here, but I don't want that. I want to end it on a happy note.
I know. I keep thinking, well, she's going to turn 27 soon.
But she's only, like, 21.
Although, if you wanted the really cracky, ridiculous ending, her college is within the Ghost River Triangle, like, just barely. You know, it's not really where the Revenants hang out, but, like, it's in there. Earp Air happens when you're 21, not when you're 27. Her sorority ends up getting read in on what's happening, and they just all hunt demons together. And then by the end of her senior year, with the help of, like, her hot boyfriends and her sister and her sorority sisters, they have killed all of the demons.
I am here for a training montage where Winona teaches her sorority sisters how to use a trank gun.
Turns out that cardio kickboxing is, like, really great for, like, you know.
She teaches them how to use a trank gun. They put down the Revenants, and then she just goes from boom to boom to boom like fish in a barrel. Out of the way. She knocks out 20 at a time. The curse is broken. I love it. And then, from that year on, her sorority has an annual skeet shooting event.
Yes!
Because target practice becomes part of their athletics charter. Yes!
Yes!
The Winona Earp Scholarship for Marksmanship.
Yes!
Or award for marksmanship.
Award for marksmanship. Their sorority. Oh my god, that's perfect.
That is the most beautiful. I like this. This is a really good ending.
I like that we have now AU'd Hot Professor Doc Holliday with further AU of Hot Professor Doc Holliday and sorority sister Winona Earp.
Yes! The end.
This is beautiful.